First things first, we are joined by the head coach of the LA Chargers. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ. He is entering his fourth season as the Chargers head coach. He agreed to an extension with the team earlier in the offseason. Another good friend of the program, Anthony Lynn, is my guest. Anthony, what's going on? How you doing, coach?
I'm doing good, man. What's going on?
Feel good. I feel great. It's good to hear your voice.
All right.
Let me ask you, we're off the top. How different was that draft experience for you doing it at home this year?
I tell you what, it was a lot smoother than I thought it was. You know, not doing it for the first time, you have all these concerns. But I thought we were very organized. I thought we were efficient. No one lost their internet, so we were good.
I agree with you. I can't believe how smoothly that went off. Now, you've got people around the league talking about how much they enjoyed being at home during the draft prep, and then the actual draft itself than they had in the past. I mean, are there any elements from the experience that you would like to keep going forward?
Well, I tell you, man, we did talk. A lot of us head coaches talked about this experience and doing it from home, and we got a lot done, you know, and you're not in the office and all day, and not that you just don't like being in the office all day with your other coaches, but we just feel like we got a lot done from home, and everybody was comfortable and casual. But my biggest fear is if I lose internet, then I lose a couple rounds, and I can't have that. So I would probably rather go back to doing the way we've always done it, but I have to say this was pretty smooth.
Anthony Lynn is joining us. All right, so in terms of the draft itself, with that sixth pick, you take Justin Herbert from Oregon. What did you see from him throughout his entire college career and then the evaluation that made you want to take him in that spot?
Bro, this guy just grew on me, man. There's nothing not to like about this young man. He showed up in the Rose Bowl. He won that game. He went to the Senior Bowl, was MVP. He went to the Combine, had an outstanding Combine. He had his pro day. He answered a lot of questions that you may have had on him, and he passed every single test, man. You know, and people are talking about his leadership and things like that. Well, he's a little bit more of an introvert, but he's still a leader. All you have to do is just watch the way his teammates respond to him on the football field, and that's all you want. So I have no problems with this young man's leadership, and his skill set is off the charts. So I'm excited to have him. And, you know, and just having a young man that I can tutor and teach and groom how to win in this league, that's a new challenge because, you know, I inherited a savvy veteran quarterback and didn't have to do that. But I'm looking forward to working with Justin.
Anthony Lynn joining us. You're so right. That is such a different deal. You know, when you talk about his leadership, and you bring that up because if there was a question about him, it's that he might be introverted. He might be a little bit quiet. He might be a little bit shy. But when you see him outside the pocket and you see him lower his shoulder and drive a defender into the end zone, what does that tell you about him, not only as an athlete, but also as a leader?
Well, his compete, his desire to win, his passion. It tells me a lot, you know, about the way he plays the game. And when you talk to the coaches down there, they just rave about his work ethic. So, this young man, we're fortunate to have him.
Listen, you and I have talked about another guy that you still have, and I'll say it again for the record. I don't think that Tyrod Taylor gets enough credit. So you've got Taylor, you've got Easton Stick, you've got Justin Herbert. That's a really competitive group in that quarterback room. Is it an open competition right now, or is Taylor the leader?
You know, I'd say right now, Taylor being a veteran, Taylor being in this offense that I've coached before, that you're going to see more of this year. He's definitely in the driver's seat, but it's going to be a competition. I mean, that's why we go to camp. Unless you're just one of those veteran players that's been around for a long time, sure, Hall of Famer, you know, where I can rest you and just get you to the season, I don't see that being the situation here. I see these guys competing. And the best man win, but I think Tyrod's in the driver's seat for sure.
We're talking Anthony.
I do think he's very underrated. I mean, I had him 3 years ago, and he is much more improved now than he was 3 years ago, and he was good. He was good then.
I mean, underrated. My point is, I don't think he gets the credit that he deserves. I think he's better than people give him credit for. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Are you saying that the rest of the world knows now?
I don't know. I think what hurt Tyrod a little bit was when he took the head job in Cleveland, and then he got hurt, and then Baker came in, and Cleveland decided to stay with Baker. You know, that set him back some. But when you talk to the coaching staff in Cleveland, man, they were excited about Tyrod in their season because he was a starting quarterback. It was just unfortunate that he got hurt. But I had him firsthand. I know what he did for me. And, he let that team to the playoffs the year after that. So I know that we can get it done with him for sure. And the teammates respect and love the hell out of him.
We're talking Anthony Lynn. Now, I know you and your front office are always going to do your due diligence and your homework. So how much thought did you give to Cam Newton?
Cam's, he's an outstanding quarterback. We like you said, we did our homework. We looked at all these guys. But at the end of the day, I just felt very comfortable with Tyrod.
Talking Anthony Lynn. All right, so let me ask you about the rest of the draft really quickly. The team trades back into the first round. You get linebacker Kenneth Murray from Oklahoma. What did you like about him and what he brings to the team?
Man, love what he brings to the team. This young man, he probably had one of the better combine interviews I've ever been in, but all you got to do is watch him play, Ron. I mean, this young man, he flies around. He's physical. He plays the game where, at the position where it's supposed to be played. And he holds his teammates accountable. And, his coaches, they just raved about his leadership and being a captain of that team. Just a playmaker at the position. He can come in, and as soon as he picks up our system, we see him contributing right away.
That's really interesting what you just said, that he had one of the better combine interviews you ever heard. Like, I mean, you've heard them all. What did he say that impressed you so much?
You know what? He was just genuine. He's humble. He has humility, and he's going to grow. He doesn't have all the answers to the test right now. He knows he needs to learn how to play this game on this level, and just his accountability. It's just how he leads. Everything was just impressive. We ask certain questions and we get certain answers from different guys, and we love the way he answered our questions. And I think everyone in the room, when he walked out, looked at each other and said, was that not one of the best interviews you've ever heard? So very impressive.
All right, so if you love the guy and you love his potential, then you consider what you have in Drew Tranquil, who you drafted last year. What kind of thoughts do you have about the two of those guys and how they fit together?
You know what, those two can play either position. Michael Will, they have that similar skill set. Kenneth is a little faster, a little quicker, and it probably going to put him in more coverage situations than Drew. But I see those two playing for a long time together.
Anthony Lynn joining me for a few more moments. And then you get running back Joshua Kelly from UCLA in the fourth round. I mean, first of all, how fired up were you that he was still available with the 112th pick?
No, we were a little nervous that he wouldn't be there in that fourth round. But I'm glad he was, because he's a guy that grew on us late. There were some other guys we liked earlier, but then the more you watched his tape, and you looked at his story, this guy's overcome a lot. He's kind of a late bloomer, but he just consistently have gotten better every year in his career, and I believe that's just going to keep happening. And we needed that physical downhill runner. Not to say that Justin Jackson can't do that or Austin Ekeler can't, but we have other roles we like to use those guys in, and this guy right here, he can come in and do that tough running for us that we need.
All right, so what do you do now? Like, normally you have a schedule and a routine for the time from the draft until the regular season. Obviously, that's all up in the air right now. So how do you approach the next few months, and what are you able to do right now at this moment?
Right now, I'm digesting this whole roster. This is when I look at the roster, I look at the team, and then I try to decide what direction we're going to go based on the personnel that we have. That's what I'm doing as an head coach. Now, position coaches right now, they're in meetings right now with players. We have virtual meetings, no different than if we were in our off-season program right now with our veteran players. And then we're getting ready for our rookie installs to start meeting with those guys. We have a virtual rookie minicamp coming up here on the 8th, and then we get these guys full-time on the 11th. So it never stops, man. We got a lot going on.
One last thing that also never stops. You and I have talked in the past about how you and your family have given back. And earlier this month, you and your family foundation made a very generous gift to the LA Unified School District. Why was that something that was so important for you to do?
Because 80% of those kids, they needed it. They come from poverty. I grew up that way. I understand how they feel. I just never want to see young people without hope. I want to eliminate, that lack of hope from their lives as much as I possibly can. And that may be putting a meal on the table. That may be helping them buy a laptop to do the school lessons or whatever. But and it's local. It was something that we could. I work with Young Warriors. That's a local organization for fatherless boys. I have a group of kids, in South Central. But it just gave me something else to do local. People make such a big deal about the school we built in Africa. That's the first time in my life I've ever done anything abroad. And so our foundation, we do a lot of things, for our local community, and that was one of the things we wanted to do.
Anthony, I'm not saying the coaches don't give back, but when you're in your position and there's so few of you who have those opportunities, I mean, it's easy to get so caught up in that grind and being at the facility and just breaking tape and being with your players and not finding time for these other things. You've taken on quite a bit off the field. Again, I think that's a little unusual in the extent to which you go. Why is that? And do you ever feel like you're away from the job when you're doing these things?
No, because I do these things like when I went to Africa, that was on my vacation. You know, I do these things on my own free time. I would never cut corners on my job to go do other things and be distracted by other things. That's just not who I am. But on my own free time, I enjoy doing that. It's just the way I was raised by my mother. And I believe in being a blessing to others. And I do think there's a higher calling, you know, for my life than just to be a football coach. I believe that wholeheartedly. So I'm always giving back when I can and try to help particularly young people. You know, the young people are our future, and I like to invest in them.
I know you do. I love that. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ. He's the head coach of the L.A. Chargers, entering his fourth season there. He did agree to an extension with the team earlier in the offseason. Anthony Lynn, my guest. Appreciate you, Coach. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you, Ron, man. Always.
Always. Anthony, great talking to you. Love the energy I get from that conversation every single time. Anthony Lynn.